All right, last patient we are going to do is going to be Michael, M-I-C-H-A-E-L, Busby, B-U-S-B-Y, Busby. Mr. Busby is being certified for hospice now with history of with a current hospice diagnosis of colorectal cancer. He's a 74-year-old gentleman. Status was right hemicolectomy. Stopped chemotherapy in November of this year because of intolerance and side effects. Patient has been on immunotherapy somewhat. And has decided that with lack of response to treatment, he does not want to continue with any chemo or radiation therapy at this time. He has LAD and RCA PCI a few years ago, left below the knee amputation, hypertension, diabetes, chronic diastolic heart failure. Patient was found to be more confused most recently with the evidence of hepatic encephalopathy. It was decided to keep patient comfortable. For this reason, patient requires pain medication around the clock, totally and completely bedbound, bowel and bladder incontinence. He's also had a history of pneumonia, AKI, most recently, and diabetes and heart failure, as was mentioned. Patient has lost weight, has very little appetite, difficult to arouse at times. Given natural progression of his disease, he will have less than 6 months to live. He's not interested. Once again, in chemo and radiation therapy, overall prognosis is quite poor for Mr. Busby. By the way, patient does have cancer, stage 4 metastatic cancer to liver, bone, and lymphatic tissue. Patient also is thought to have spontaneous bacterial peritonitis, contributing to his change in mental status, as well as increased ammonia level. Thank you. Overall prognosis is poor given natural progression of his disease. He most likely has less than 6 months to live. Thank you.